Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Yo, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast.
What's up, everybody?
Very sad vibes.
What's up? Oh, yeah.
Something so happy.
Sorry.
You're like, lights up. Michael's dead. That's what you may as well have done.
Now, come on.
No, it's fine. Fun show tonight.
I loved him too.
I know you loved him a lot, actually. I took care of him for a long amount of time, and he loved Uncle Slaggy.
You know, I didn't tell you this on air, but I told Dad cried. Dad cried.
No, because your dad loved him.
Dad loved him. Dad actually had never really cared for a Cocker Spaniel. I sent him photos of Marco. Dad was like, I'm becoming quite fond of the breed.
And what was it about him that everyone loved so much? Because obviously I loved him more than anything, like, because he was my baby. But, like, everyone, people would text him, like, I'm crying.
Everyone,
like,
loves old dogs.
True, he's old man.
Everyone
and old
loves
beauty old. Naughty.
Yes. And very naughty. Everyone loves an old dog. No one hates an old dog.
It's true, because he's not annoying. He just was naughty.
Yeah, he's just a bit naughty. Love chicken.
Oh, I miss him. But yeah, we discussed that. I mean,
that's pretty much how it is. We'll just look.
Anyway, it's
here's the podcast.
Now.
Here we go.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast,
guys. There's been some very sad news. I'm sure a lot of you know, but if you don't know, pull over. If you're driving, because it's very sad news. My beautiful, angel, gorgeous baby prince, Marco, a.k.a. Mar Cocker Spaniel on Instagram.
Yeah.
Has died. So.
Yeah. Beautiful old boy, though. He lived, you know.
Yeah. So we had to get put down on Friday. I had to call Rowan to ask if I should put him down.
Yeah.
Because he had cancer. Turn the silly music off.
Just try to get it a little bit.
No, I'm trying to cry because I've cried all weekend to the point where I have dermatitis all around my eyes.
Yeah.
Like, Conrad was like, you got a flaky eyes, babe. I was like, yeah, from crying because the salt water is burning through my skin. Burning through my skin from just wailing the whole weekend. So here's what happened, everyone. You can put some music on again, it's fine.
And that doesn't feel right. No, don't get rid of the music.
So he had cancer. We all knew that. And he was actually responding really well to chemo. It was just that he had a few infections. He was on antibiotics the whole time we had him, the whole time, which isn't good for puppies anyway. Like, it's not good to be on antibiotics for months at a time, because he had teeth issues and he had lip issues and he had nose issues and he had penis issues. He had every appendage had an issue.
He was too cute. That was another issue.
Too cute to be a demon. And also he could talk. So he was telling us, like, I feel sick, whatever. Yeah. And then he had chemo, and the chemo was actually working, like, really, really well, better than they thought it would. But that meant that his white blood cell count was down. So I went to Melbourne for a shoot on Thursday, and then I left him. And then he went to the vet that afternoon and got bloods done. They're like, yeah, he's fine. Like, his white blood cell counts is a bit down, but, like, we'll keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
And the next day, Conrad was like, he's not well. And I was like, I think he's just cold. Like, it's so cold. He probably just went out of bed. And he was like, no, like, he's not moving.
Hmm.
And then took him to the vet. And then to go to the hospital after the vet.
Yep.
And then the vet called me and was like, basically, she was like, his fever's so high we can't read it.
Oh, right.
So he's probably really close to septic shock.
Yes.
And he's also 12 and he also has cancer. And he also, you know, like, all these things. I think if he was, like, two and healthy normally, I'd be like, yep. Because the options were, I called Rowan because I was losing my mind, because I was in a cab on the way to the airport getting this call saying I have to put him down.
Mm-hmm.
And the options were keep him alive for a whole weekend and see if he bounces back. But then the next chemo would probably have killed him anyway.
Yeah.
Because he was very, very weak. And he was sick the whole time. He was taking 7 medications a day. Mm. And or just put him down while he was already asleep. And then I was saying to Comrade, if we took him home or if he, like, imagine if he had, like, gotten better, quote unquote, and we took him home and then he died in the middle of the night and I wake up and I'm like, Marco's dead.
Yeah.
So I'm very sad, but happy music again. Marco being the social media sensation that he was, before he died, he said, Mammy.
What did he say? Oh.
Mammy. I said, yes, baby. He goes, Mammy. Let me do the voice one more time, okay?
Yeah.
Mammy, do something with my social media sensation status. And I said, what do you want? He said, you'll know. And then he...
You'll know.
Yeah, right?
Comrade, so just, whole... just cryptic? The whole... Classic Marco.
The whole drive home, we were like, what do we know? The whole drive home, I was screaming, but I was screaming, crying. Also, if I seem jovial, I literally have been crying non-stop all weekend, so don't come for me for being fine about my dog being dead.
Yes.
I'm not well, okay? But what we're going to do, this is my plan.
For the social media?
Yeah, so someone made a beautiful crochet of Marco, a crochet dog, which I've been hugging and crying at, and Conrad's been talking to me through the crochet. Mommy, I love you. Because I'm really, really upset. Like, I'm really unwell. Like, really, really upset.
Yeah, well, it's sad.
It's really sad. And I just, it makes me sad that he was sick the whole time I had him and he didn't get to be fully happy.
But he was fully happy when he was with you.
He was. He's loved mummy. Even when he barked on air. I mean, he wasn't in here. So
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. But in theory, he barked on air when we called him. And what we're going to do is I'm going to change his social media to Marco, senior spotlight. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to find pounds that have senior dogs need to get adopted or dogs that have been there for a while.
That's a good idea.
And then I'm going to have Crochet Marco host.
Oh, my God.
An Instagram series. Hi, I'm Marco from the dead. Today, we're going to meet Daisy. Daisy is a 13-year-old chitta. She's so beautiful. Let's go meet her. And then she's like running around. It's like,
did you say Marco from the grave?
Yeah.
Can I be honest? I made a quick little joke to Max. For Max, like, you cannot say that. And I was like,
oh, you can.
I was like, I have been pretty sad all weekend. I've chatted to Abby 4 or 5 times.
Yeah,
like,
I've been very,
We've kind of. But
I also edited him into a photo with angel wings above me.
You know why I didn't see that till 3 days later?
We couldn't breathe at dinner. We were pissing ourselves. Because what he would have wanted, he had a good personality, you know.
He's lovely.
So that's the plan. We're going to use the social media.
Yep.
That's my current plan. I just need to figure out logistics so no one come for me if it doesn't happen very soon. People are like, you promised me. No.
Yeah, it's
coming,
it's hard
with logistics. I'm a bit busy, but I'm going to figure out how I'm going to use his almost 20,000 followers. So don't unfollow him. And we're going to do Marcus, senior spotlight.
Lovely. Hot nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Baby, baby.
So, still obviously sad, but now you've spoken about Marco, now it's time for me to bring up something with you that I didn't particularly like. From today. You're not immune. No.
I thought
hang on a second. Now let's just go to this text you were sending our executive producer, Max. Just getting a coffee, do any of you want one? First off, do any of you want one? That's how it feels. Any of you want one? I was like, oh, that's nice. Max said, 2 batch brew, please, which, by the way, is like beautiful coffee.
I also thought that was a bit of a reach. You asking for batch brew, both of you.
That's easier than a latte.
So, no, but I'd go and search for batch brew somewhere.
You'd be surprised how many places have a nice batch
brew. But if I say no batch brew, what do I do? Oh.
Okay. A couple of almond lattes, thanks, and we'll roll into it. Oh, Max would be able to have a latte. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation. Then he said 2 batch brew. Then you said hot. They'll be hot, right? But I don't know why I have to distinguish.
No,
it's hot.
I just like that means like, yeah, cool.
Oh, okay, gotcha. And then right,
you know what it means. So I'm like,
then right, oh wait, is anywhere even open? Max said Kingswood might be, but it's moved. Do you want me to come down? Then you said the words here. Then you said disregard my offer.
Yeah, disregard it.
Nowhere is open. Nah, all good. Just gonna come up. So you kind of had a conversation with yourself there. And here's what I wanted to bring up.
No, because Max said, I'll come down and get you. So I was going, disregard my offer. I'd sent that.
Yeah.
Before he said,
yeah,
like, I'll come down. I was like, no, all good. I'll just, because I thought he was being like, oh, well, if you really want a coffee, I'll come in and show you. And I was like, nah, I'm all good. I'll just come up and make one.
Here's where I'm, I guess, disappointed because first things first, got excited. I was going to get a lovely batch brew from Kingswood and you were going to bring it up to us.
I don't even know where Kingswood is.
And then second,
I don't know what Kingswood is.
It involves, it's one of the great coffee shops in Sydney. But so I know that we go around the country, but we're in Sydney. And then you said, you know what? Feels like hard work. Can't
wasn't
be asked.
That, you know what? It was actually, I was literally in the lobby about to, I'd pressed my thing on the button to go up.
But just
admit
it.
I wasn't going to go back out into the freezing cold to get you a batch brew after my dog died on the weekend.
No, see, this is, stop weaponizing the dog.
Marco wouldn't want me to be cold. And I don't have any socks on or shoes.
Marco
I've got open feet shoes on, like a sandal. Like it's a very
hoof.
Cold.
What's a first thing, I don't know what a shoe is.
Sorry.
Second, hoof covering. Third, admit it though, you heard the word batch brew and thought, that Wanker. Sounds like effort.
No.
Not doing it.
I was going to ask for one for the place that I usually go to, which is literally right near the lobby. So I was like, okay, I'll just go past there. And everywhere that I could see, the three places that are usually open were all closed. Mm. So I'm going to go on a hunt in 10 degrees as a girl from Queensland with no socks on. I'm on a treacherous hunt on a mission to try and find you your batch brew.
No, the coffee.
An offer. You weren't going to get one regardless.
Empty offer.
Of course it was an empty
offer.
Sorry,
that was a bit true. I was a bit, hang on, sorry.
Yes, it was an empty offer. It was a broken promise, not a lie.
It's okay. We didn't probably bring
that was a broken promise. That was a broken promise. Because, you know what, and I said, no, actually, disregard the offer. Disregard it.
See, nowhere's open. Disregard. Nowhere's open.
But, yeah, exactly. Nowhere's open. I can't get it. Sorry, disregard the offer. Disregard it. I was warning you, rather than coming up here without coffee, then you would have gone, hang on. Where's me coffee? Hang on. No. Where's the batch brew? That's what you would have done.
Second thing. Actually, probably fifth thing.
And you were screaming anyway when I got into the office anyway. You were screaming.
Because I already knew the outcome.
Imagine how much worse your wrath would have been if I hadn't told you and I'd brought nothing up.
Second thing. How do you have 480 unread messages?
Me?
Yeah, look.
That's not me.
Oh, that's Producer Max? Wow.
Producer Max.
I'm ignoring a lot of people that don't deserve a response.
On the podcast, things are very hot.
Very Abby.
The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
It's time for the movie game.
Movie game.
Here we go. All right, everyone. So, in a series of unfortunate events, Rowan has won the past like six games.
I have, haven't I?
And he is currently the movie king. He won't let us forget it. It's very irritating. It's very, I would say, rude, and it's poor form. It's not very sportsmanlike.
Can I be honest? I really wanted to get to the movie king. And I was like, you know, if I get to movie king, I'll be okay with however it works. Because I just want to know that I'm at the top.
Yeah.
But now I am the movie king.
Not more.
I want more.
Insatiable.
I am insatiable.
Absolutely.
I want more.
More power.
More power.
More money.
In fact, I'd like to see where... Oh, I always want money. I'd like to see where it could go after King, because King's pretty high.
I'm really worried. So after this, I think we go to King Holy Spirit. No, movie Holy Spirit.
The movie Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Because not quite God yet.
Not quite. I'll agree with that one.
And then you go Son, then you go Father.
Will it be? It'll be no. It'll be
Son, Holy Spirit.
Oh yes, I was going to say it could go movie Jesus, movie God, the movie Jesus.
I think we need two steps in between King and God. I would say. Okay, here's what happens in the movie game because I'm so bad at movies, and Rowan just claims to be the movie
man,
king.
Movie man, get out the way.
The movie king now, very rude.
Yeah. Movie king.
I read out vague plots to films, and we have our beautiful contestant who is Lily today.
Hello, Lily.
Hello.
You will yell out your name, and then Rowan will yell out his movie king title.
Yep.
And it's best of three. Any fighting words, Lily?
Look, I think he's a bit too power hungry.
Yes.
He'd be taken down a peg.
I totally agree. Like,
not vibing with this dictatorship.
No, I agree. I agree. It's a bit much, isn't it?
I'm going to give it a real crack.
I totally agree. There needs to be democracy.
I've been waiting for it.
And your vote is the only vote that counts right now, Lily. Okay,
yeah,
let's do it.
100%.
All right, let's start.
Your next trip to the movies has got a whole lot come for you at Hoyts. Book your recliner seats now at hoyts.com.au. You are playing for some lovely tickets to Lux, Lily. You ready?
Let's go.
Go for it, Abs.
I'm nervous. A cryogenically preserved secret agent is revived in the present day. The agent...
Movie King!
Oh!
And I think I watched this on the weekend. Austin Powers.
No!
Yes.
I watched Goldmember.
That's his favourite movie, Max.
It's actually my favourite movie.
It's his favourite movie.
It's actually my favourite
movie. It's Rowan's favourite movie.
Yeah, baby,
it's his favourite movie. I'm so... He went as Austin Powers in grade 3 or something to book day. I don't know. What did he do?
Shall we shag now or shag later, darling?
In grade 3.
And I imagine me walking around primary school saying that. Now it sounds a bit... I had a huge crush on Heather Graham because of it.
Anyway.
All right, Lily.
Lily... Lily, okay,
my dad
don't...
looks like Austin Powers, so I knew that one.
Lily?
I dress like
The trick is call out your name before you know the answer. Yeah. Also, have a deep breath. Don't let the movie King shake you.
By the way, Lily, just
he's
letting
a dictator,
you know.
He's scary.
No, Lily, just letting you know, if you want to play that game and you get it wrong, I get to hear the whole plot. So, just letting you know, Darl, just letting you know. Right. Here we go.
Like many teenagers, the main character of this film juggles family, friends, and school. But unlike her peers, she has a clandestine celebrity persona. When her celebrity persona continues soaring popularity...
Billy.
Yep.
The Hannah Montana movie.
Yes, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God it's even.
Makes sense now.
Good age range. Good age range.
Lily, thank God. Okay. Well done.
Thanks.
Is this a tiebreaker?
Proud of you. Proud of you.
Wow. Don't look at me like that.
Right.
An FBI agent boards a transportation vessel from one place to another, escorting a witness to trial. An assassin on the transportation vessel releases a crate of deadly animals in an attempt to kill the witness.
Movie King!
Oh, no!
Is it? Snakes on a plane?
All right.
I've had it with these snakes on this plane! I'm sorry, Lily. I just...
Oh, no. I feel bad for Abby.
Don't
know, no, Lily. It actually doesn't matter. It actually has no tangible change to my life. It's just that every time we do this segment, I don't like seeing his silly little face gloating from behind the cameras.
I can hear the face.
But I'm... Yeah, you can. You can hear it. It permeates the airwaves. But... Yeah. But you know what? You got one. A lot of people recently have been getting none. So I'm very proud of you. You did really well.
You actually have me a little bit worried there for a second, Lily.
Lily, you did really well. And I'm really proud of you for at least getting one from this absolute demon of a person.
Love you guys.
All right. Love you, Lily.
Love you, doll. All right. Your next trip to movies, like I said, just got a whole lot comfier at Hoyts. It's where I like to see my movies. Oh, especially in Lux 2. Book your recliner seats now at hoyts.com.au. We play the movie game again. Against me, the movie...
Holy Spirit.
Amen, brother. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Babe. Everything I Know About Love.
Yep, the brand new series on Stan, streaming now.
It's streaming now. We love it.
Looks great.
Everything we know about it is that we love it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's it. And producer Max has just told us that he watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
As you do.
Because you're obviously quite busy with your weekend and
my dog dying.
Dog dying. And I had a party and stuff. Maybe I'll do it through the week. But Max, hello Max.
Hello.
Max has just said that he felt personally attacked by the show.
Why? What happened?
Well,
don't cry. Don't cry.
You cry.
I'm not going to cry.
You're allowed to cry.
As you two know, I ended things with my boyfriend towards the end of last week
because he
moved to the UK for a new job, and so we are no longer meant to be.
No,
I think he's
going to
come back. I think season 2 will come back.
So, in my heartbreak, I decided to watch Everything I Know About Love. I streamed the entire thing on Sunday afternoon.
Absolutely.
It didn't help that it was all set in the UK, and I was like, that's where
triggering,
will be.
Triggering.
And then... You know, it was good. I felt like I had like 4 friends with me on the Sunday afternoon because I was just, I felt real with how these beautiful friends interacted with each other in their house. But then something happened at the end of the series. I won't spoil it for everyone, but a character falls in love with someone. And, you know, unfortunately, it cannot last.
It cannot be.
I did feel personally attacked. However, it did really help to get some emotions out, which I really like. I love when a series can just help me tap, you know, into those emotions and let them all out. And so
By the way, everyone, it's a very weird feeling in the studio. Abby's got her back turned to producer Max. Max has his arms crossed.
Yes, no, I'm trying not to cry. We all know I'm very sensitive.
Yeah,
today,
and I'm feeling very scared. He's got tears in his eyes. Yeah. Tears in his eyes all day, and I'm like, I can't look at this.
Emotional show though, right?
I'm going to cry about Marco. He's going to cry about Jackson, but you won't cry. Or you might cry, actually.
You'll cry if you watch Everything I Know About Love, but good tears, because it's really good.
On a good way, it's on Stan. Go check it out.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
I'm really off this story.
Yeah, I was just reading it before and I was even on. Oh, God.
We've just read a synopsis of everything that's happened thus far, as there was an update today. But as I'm sure a lot of you saw, Rebel Wilson came out over the weekend with her partner, saying that, I thought I was searching for a Disney prince, but maybe what I really needed all this time was a Disney princess on Friday, right? So beautiful. I was like, yes, Rebel. Like,
go, Reb.
I don't know if she is pan, bi, or a lesbian. I don't know what she is, but queer queen.
Queer queen.
Amazing. Then over the weekend, something emerged that is really, really disappointing. So an article was written by the Sydney Morning Herald basically saying, we gave Rebel a heads up about this and she decided to quote unquote gazump the story and basically ruin our chances of getting attention and clicks.
Oh, you poor things.
You poor things. So basically what happens usually in the media, I don't know if people understand this, I didn't before I was in this, is a lot of stories you get a heads up before things go out. That's for, you know, requesting to comment. And it's also to, like, sometimes say if you're like, say if it's like in the same media conglomerate, they'll kind of give you a warning so you can figure out what you're going to do about the article, right?
That's like, coming out,
There's like a courtesy, right? Or if you know the publicist.
You get time to prepare. It's still going to come out. It might still be bad, but at least you can kind of get ahead of things. And by the time this comes out, I've never had anything happen to me.
Yeah. But you can.
I've seen it happen to friends and people that were, it's like, oh God, this is coming out. And then you can kind of figure out your battle plan, which is ridiculous, right? You can.
But those messages are not a courtesy or a heads up. It's like mainly you're trying to get requests for comment so they can get more of a click.
Yeah, not trying to zump anything. That's just a hey. Do you want to comment on this? Because it's coming.
Yeah. And Rebel decided to, as most people do, she was basically being forced to come out with this warning. So she would have gone, well, I'll just post about it then. Two, A, have control of the narrative.
Yep.
And B, come out on my own terms. Because how disempowering having people out you when you are as huge of a celebrity as Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, she's massive.
The biggest, one of the biggest Australian actresses.
Yeah.
And having the Sydney Morning Herald out you as being in a relationship. So I just want to read an excerpt from the article because there are so many things here. I was highlighting the things that I wanted to talk about, but I actually just want to read all of it out. So in a perfect world, outing same-sex celebrity couples should be a redundant concept in 2022. Love is love, right? So they're acknowledging that outing celebrity relationships that are same-sex should be redundant.
Here we are.
As Rebel Wilson knows, we do not live in a perfect world. Okay, if you're a journalist and you have integrity and you know the world of media isn't perfect, do you not do what you can to change that world and change the way you speak about things? I mean, here at our show, we, even though we know that the world isn't perfect and we can cover things in the easy way, which is the clickbait way, or we can cover them in the way that we want to cover them. Like, without being funny, like our influence of the week, we could easily cover that as silly influencers every week and get clicks and put it on TikTok. And we just go, no, guys, it's actually not what it is because I think we have integrity.
Sometimes it's educational as well. Like, I didn't know about the, I was laughing about Shana Grimmond not posting the Paris photos when she was in Paris.
Yeah, but it was danger.
You're like, listen, you idiot.
Yeah, right?
It's probably not safe.
Like saying that, well, we actually don't live in a perfect world, so you should know this is coming. How about you change the way that the narrative is written? How about you say, hey, if you really want to have any integrity, you would say, we've gotten wind of this, just a heads up. We're not going to publish it, but it's letting you know it's circulating. Because honestly, it would circulate, but what they want to prevent is someone else reporting about it. So they just want to do it first.
They want to get it first. They want all the clicks. And then, by the way, with all the clicks, I'm sure you guys all know this, but with all the clicks comes all the revenue, because you can prove to advertisers that you get all the traffic.
Yeah.
And that means you get all the money. That's why people would want to go, ah, we've got to get them first. And then saying, you know, saying something like, don't hate the player, hate the game.
Basically that.
Is it, come on. Like,
come on,
I
babe.
Think I say that when I get the last cookie in the jar. Like, there's a big difference.
Big difference.
Like, there's a big difference, you know?
Talk about it later. Yeah, okay. Yeah, stop bringing
it up. Oh, sorry, yeah. I'll get it up on that. Yeah.
Then they said, so it was with an abundance of caution and respect that this media outlet emailed Rebel Wilson's representatives on Thursday morning, giving her 2 days to comment on her new relationship with LA leisurewear designer Ramona Agruma, I think is how you pronounce it, before publishing a single word. Like, look how good we are. We gave her a 2-day heads up. Big mistake. Wilson opted to exempt the story, posting about her new Disney princess on Instagram early Friday morning. The same platform she had previously used to brag about her handsome ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, she's in love. So
what does that have to do with anything? Are you implying she isn't gay? Are you implying she was never in love with her ex-boyfriend? Or what is the implication there? Why are you saying, wow, well, she used to brag about her ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, because she was in a relationship.
Stay with him. What do you mean? What do you mean? Considering how bitterly Wilson had complained about poor journalism standards when she successfully sued Women's Day for defamation, her choice to ignore our discreet, genuine and honest queries was, in our view, underwhelming. So you posting this is actually aligned with those poor journalism standards. What do you mean? Oh, well, she wasn't happy about Women's Day and now we've told her we're going to out her. So, no. Don't out people in their same sex relationships or in any kind of identity or anyone. That the issue with, like, this is, I was talking to someone this morning about this actually with even like my very low level stuff about like when I have had things like, you know, like my open relationship, right? For example.
Yeah.
There's many things that I have to get ahead of things because someone is always lurking and trying to get
gotcha.
The story. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
And then if you just say it, you do, like, take away those clicks from them.
Yep.
And I don't know if Rebel did this maliciously, but I do. I'm like, you know what? I don't want some random journo who's been digging in my life. It's my life.
Yeah.
And it's my story to tell.
Story.
I'm not going to give you random clicks. Like, Rebel, I wouldn't be surprised if she was like, you know what? Screw this. If they're going to out me, I'm going to do it. And I am going to ruin their story. I don't know if she said that, but I would have. That's how I see things. I'm like, well, whatever. Anyway, then they basically defend themselves. Bevan Shields wrote an online editorial, who is the Sydney Morning Herald editor. And basically he was like, this happens every day. It's normal. The piece was more about PR interactions and about Rebel coming out. And it's like, but even that piece is complaining. No, you're complaining that someone came out under their own terms. You're mad that you sent basically a thinly veiled threat and then
lost.
And then lost because she went, you know what? I'm going to come out.
Yeah, because she would have a better team around her, guys. Oh, this is coming out. All right, well, we will win it.
Well, I'll talk about it then.
I will just tell everyone that I'm in a happy relationship.
No. Like, she obviously was like, I'm not feeling shame about this.
I think it's a dangerous game to play in 2022. It's not the 1980s anymore. Like,
it's bizarre. Then the author apologized. He's an openly gay man. He said, as a gay man, I'm well aware of how deeply discrimination hurts. The last thing I would ever want to do is inflict that pain on someone else. I'm trying to tell the story within the story, which is what Private Sydney does. The tone of my column was off. I got it wrong. I also found my disappointment to cast a shadow over the piece. That was not fair and I apologize. Admitting there that he was disappointed that he didn't break the story.
Yep.
So you were angry and you were bitter that you didn't break the story and you were angry at Rebel, so you decided to write a hit piece about her rather than, because you had to pivot your story to be interesting enough to get clicks.
Yeah.
I mean, no. It's really upsetting, the constant, like, she would be constantly having to make PR moves about all different things in her life. And this is something that she really shouldn't have to deal with in this way.
Yep, agree. Hot Nights, Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
There's some really bad news upon bad news upon bad news today.
There's a lot going on today.
It's not good.
Bad.
This could be the worst of all, except for Michael Dane and Max's boyfriend leaving. But
pretty bad.
spicy food lovers are in for a shock as there is an unprecedented shortage of sriracha.
Lettuce 2.0?
It's lettuce 2.0.
Wow.
People may need to go cold turkey in the coming months because there is such a shortage. And reading this article.
Bland turkey.
I'm really worried. I have a few bottles at my house.
You sell them.
I could sell them.
Yeah.
Remember how at the start of the pandemic people were like trying to like, they would
you hoarding? Little... Were you hoarding stuff?
No. Well, actually, I got sent a box of hand sanitizers and I gave them away to my neighbors.
That's good.
Yeah, because I got sent for a collab. And I was like, I don't need this sanitizer. I'm leaving the house. I live alone.
It's fair. Yeah.
I work from home.
Yep.
So I just gave it to my neighbors.
Good for you. Good.
Anyway.
Yep.
Sriracha, not the same. I will be hoarding it. I will be hoarding it. I've got one of my houses and two of my other house. And I'm going to be very sparing with it.
What about the other 72 houses you've got?
Two at each.
Okay. Yeah, great. That's a lot of sriracha.
Absolutely. So Stephanie Walker, a chili specialist from the Chile Pepper Institute at New Mexico State University, told the Wall Street Journal that less water and more heat can stress all crops, especially chilies, at the seeding stage, which they can die at. So I read that, though, and I didn't want to have a little quick side note. The Chile Pepper Institute, I said when we read this, I said, is it Chile the country, their Pepper Institute within New Mexico University? That would be very niche. Or is it that have we done a typo of chili?
Yeah, I'm lost here.
Or is, what do you think it is?
Stephanie, I think Stephanie is actually researches the company in the country that looks after chilies, but at New Mexico.
Sorry?
I'm as lost as you are.
Okay, so I'll read it out to you.
Yeah.
I looked it up what it is. The Chili Pepper Institute is the only international non-profit organization, well, charity vibes, philanthropic.
Wow.
Devoted to education and research related to capsicum or chili peppers.
Why is it Chile? Chile peppers. Just chili?
I think Chile peppers are a type of pepper.
Is that just Target Tajay type vibes? Or?
I think chili peppers are capsicum.
Oh, in America, the peppers.
They call them peppers.
Call them peppers.
Yes. So, they have a whole section of the University of New Mexico dedicated to them. How beautiful is that? So, Stephanie Walker.
There's a lot going on.
Stephanie Walker is dedicated and devoted in a non-for-profit for capsicums.
And of all the things in non-for-profit, it's a weird thing to niche in, Stephanie.
No, but obviously with the food shortages coming and with the sriracha shortage, we need it.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Thank God you're there, Stephanie.
Global warming taking a lot of things from us, but mainly sriracha.
Sad vibes.
Sad vibes only.
Sad vibes only. Thank God, love you, Steph.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Your first date?
How did it go?
Did you guys do it?
Was it amazing?
Oh, babe. We're back again to hear some drama.
Being nosy.
Yeah, nosy.
Yeah, last every Monday, we were like, hey, we're into some spice. We want to hear some spicy juice.
Like, we love that it went well for you. We love that it's like, oh, there was fun and we had a kiss and we went home.
Keith.
That's nice. I'm happy for you.
Yep.
I'm not happy for me.
Where was the drama?
I want drama. I want excitement. Like, remember that girl that like told the guy she loved him after a week or something?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And they met each other's parents?
Yeah.
That was great.
Right, flew straight into the parents' place.
And that was happy. That was happy, but drama.
But drama.
We
see,
loved it.
Guys, see? You see where we're going with this?
Doesn't have to be negative.
No, it can be just fun be, drama.
Do something a bit kooky for us, all right? Now, fingers crossed, Michaela.
Hello.
Hello, Michaela. Hello, okay, darling. So we spoke to you last week with this guy and he'd passed your lesbian sister.
See, this is getting to be good drama.
Yeah. The week before, wasn't it? And then you saw him again the weekend after, and then he passed you, and then she was into one of his friends, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, how did it go?
So I don't want to disappoint you.
Oh, it was just nice, wasn't it?
It was nice.
That's nice. It was
nice. We got food, and then he was planning on dropping me home, but we were enjoying ourselves. So we decided that he would drop his car back to my house and we'd Uber back into where we were and party the night away. Which
fun.
We did.
Great.
We didn't end up getting home until like 2 a.m.
Great.
And he ended up staying the night.
Yeah.
Great.
Can't get a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
but nothing really happened. We did kiss and we cuddled and stuff like that. But honestly, we were both pretty intoxicated. Mm. So we just passed out as soon as we got home.
And that's nice. And the next morning, we...
What about a little morning smooch?
Morning kithy?
I woke up at like 8 and he was gone.
Oh, what do you mean?
That's your drama. That's here we go.
He had to go down south with some friends. They had a house. So
driving. They were driving. Sorry, drive.
He wouldn't have felt good.
No, he definitely didn't. He messaged me at like 7 saying that he didn't want to wake me up, but he had a nice night. He just had to leave early.
Okay, so you're seeing him again?
I don't know, because the conversation, like we've been messaging back and forth a little bit on Instagram, but he's really bad at replying.
Yeah. So am I, though.
Yeah.
To be fair, so am I. So am I. When I first started dating Conrad, I had to tell him, like, I'm not going to reply to you. And look at us now, living together with a dead dog.
Oh, hang on a second.
Sorry. Sorry, Michaela. Sorry, Michaela. Sorry, it's how I cope, Michaela. It's how I cope.
Sorry, Michaela.
Otherwise, okay, I'd cry. Yeah, yeah. But no, I think maybe have you asked to hang out again, or are you waiting for him to ask you to hang out again?
No, I'm kind of waiting for him to ask.
Do you want to, though?
Yeah, we got along really well.
Ask, like, you ask.
I think you just ask. I think you just ask and you just say,
hey. Grab it by the horns, doll.
Grab it by the horns, in the words of Sluggy. Grab it by the antenna.
Slime it through your hands.
Yeah, slime it through. Oh,
no, maybe not like that. But sorry, I went too sluggy. Well, good luck, Michaela.
Good luck, Michaela.
I reckon you should just at least go, hey, let's catch up again. Because I don't think there's anything wrong with doing you going, hey, let's do it. If you want to do it, grab onto it.
I agree. And Rowan's very emotionally mature, which is annoying. So yeah, I guess he's probably right.
If you ask and he's like, yeah, we should, and then nothing ever happens, don't ask again. But I'm just saying you should at least once.
Agree.
Yeah.
Well, Michaela, thanks for your lovely story. That was, I'm happy for you.
More exciting.
No, it had some twists and turns.
It actually had a couple of twists.
It had a couple of things. It had a couple of things. We love you.
Maybe he is just really interested in my lesbian sister.
Maybe.
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 Thanks
there's
for leaving
the
us
drama.
A cliffhanger. Yeah. Thanks,
Ad Hoc Nights with Abby. DM us if you're going on a date this Friday. We'll give you some money. We'll pay you to go on the date and give us some drama.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Chats, boat party I had on Saturday. I know how much you love a boat party.
I hate boat parties. Like, I've been to one good one, and that was the Monday swimwear event.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it was during the day in the sun, so of course it was nice.
I went to a night one because of in Sydney they have this big festival called Vivid, and there's lights all through the harbour and stuff. So I jumped on a boat because, you know, my international DJ friend Tommy Trash, he was headlining. So of course I just rolled in behind, slimed in the back with Tommy.
And you texted me and I said, that's my nightmare. Have fun, X.
Yep.
That is my personal nightmare, being on a cold boat in the harbour. In the harbour.
Yeah.
On a cold boat, and then need to call a bloody water taxi. Whenever I'm on a boat party, I've said this before, I look at my naughty little location and I look at how far we are away from the shore. And I watch it the entire time thinking, hurry up, get me back to shore.
But
I got tagged in a story.
There was one part. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What one?
I got tagged in a story. Why? Someone saying, oh my God, I can't believe I met.
Oh, yeah.
At Rowan, yeah, Rowan.
I think
Abby
she said, actually,
at
I think
Hot
she said,
Abby.
Hashtag screaming.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was, wasn't it?
And
it was hashtag screaming.
Yeah.
No. Star, screaming star. Hi.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
At Rowan, yeah, Rowan. At Abby Chatfield. At Hot Nights with Abby. It's a fan pick.
It's a fan pick. One of, I think, maybe 3 or 4.
No, you didn't have 4 people ask for a fan photo.
No. I had one person ask for a fan photo, and then as soon as they started seeing the camera flash, they lined up.
They did not line up.
They lined up, mate.
You didn't have a meet and greet.
I didn't have a meet and greet,
they
mate.
They did not line up.
They just met me, and I greeted them.
So how does it feel?
I mean, it feels weird, but I mean, I don't not like it.
Really?
It's kind of fun.
What did you talk to them about?
You know what they all said to me? Yes.
Yeah.
You know what they all said to me? Really sorry to hear about Marco. I was like, it's not my dog. No, I didn't. Of course I didn't say that.
You were very upset about Marco.
I was very upset.
You were
about
very
Marco.
Upset about Marco.
So people come over and everyone's like, hi. And I was like, hi. They're like, really sorry, Marco. I was like, it's a real shame. True sad.
So sad.
Tommy's DJing, like, what's going on over there?
Did Tommy say sorry about Marco?
Tommy actually, I think, was a bit jealous of the photos. Nice, no champion.
On a podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
So we love Friends, we love TV. We've done this gear a few times, but
we do.
But we mean it.
We're celebrating the brand new series, Everything I Know About Love, which is streaming now. Only on Stan. We love Stan.
We love Stan. And we also love celebrating Friends. So we've asked you to, you know, tell us some beautiful stories about friendship. And maybe if we feel it's up to par, we'll give you $200.
Yeah, yeah. Hit.com.au. That's where you register. All right. Take and win your money just by celebrating your mates. We've selected Ryan, who put in a lovely little entry. Ryan, hello.
Ryan.
Hello. Hey, guys.
Hey, Ryan. What did your friend do?
He pretty much saved my life, to be honest.
Oh, wow. Oh God. Yep, okay.
I've gone overselling this a little bit, but when I went out for my birthday to the local pub, and he basically stopped me eating raw chicken. So almost did a ScoMo.
Oh, because you know how ScoMo had that raw chicken curry?
Oh my God, is that...
So how did he see it before?
Is that what you're talking about?
Was it almost in your mouth, and then he went, don't do it?
It was basically touching my lips, and he said, hold on, mate. Have a look at that chicken.
And was it raw?
Yeah, it was raw as anything.
It was raw as anything. It was as raw as anything.
Little chicken sashimi.
That is. I'm so happy. Well, I think we deserve a $200.
$200 for you, Ryan. 100%.
100%. Ryan, now, are you going to share the $200 with your friend? Are you going to keep it for yourself? Are you going to buy him a chicken curry? What's the.
Yeah, we might go out for a few drinks to celebrate, I think, and maybe retry that chicken curry.
Absolutely.
I don't know about the curry.
I think giving second chance. Second chances are important.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, good on you, Ryan.
The brand new series, Everything I Know About Love, now streaming only on Stan. Hit.com.au, register your friend, could win some money. Hot Nights, that'd be Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
This is a Hot Nights content warning. The following content may offend you, so please turn off your radio now. Or if you're kind of curious, you know, just keep it on.
It's time for
Naughty After 8:40.
So we should maybe do our sexy voice. Sexy.
Oh. Ooh, naughty little maths stars.
Oh, you got a maths story, hey?
Maths married at first sight. That's naughty to get married at first time you see someone, isn't it? Oh,
that is very
That's
naughty.
So naughty. Apparently a maths couple got rather frisky during a night out at a bar.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Apparently they were going to the toilet to engage in oral sex.
Just oral? Really?
Just oral.
Just oral?
It's very well behaved. That isn't very naughty at all.
That's just like...
just a bit of a kiss.
Keithy. Just a kiss.
Just a bit of a kiss.
It's just like having a kind of a kiss.
It's a kiss.
Sit with your pants down.
Yeah.
Pants down.
No, we know. We know.
Naughty.
Apparently the groom had such a skinful that he couldn't perform. So their first attempt was unsuccessful. And their second and their third. How do we know? Because at each failed attempt, the couple returned to their table and gave other guests a detailed debrief of their fruitless efforts. Interesting. I mean, I would probably do that.
What? Tell everyone or?
Yes, I tell everyone everything very loudly.
Yeah, well.
I forget that other people can hear or they care. And then I think if you can hear, then like, at least I'm entertaining you.
That's true.
I feel like public sex. I mean, you know what? I'm not going to say that I have done it because it feels like something that could be illegal. Everyone's had a root in a car.
It walks a line.
Surely everyone's had a root in a car.
Yeah, sure.
On a random suburban street.
Yeah, the dark one. See?
In the dark. And then, the car heats up and you're like, it's so embarrassing. It's Titanic vibes.
Titanic vibes?
Put the windows down, yeah.
Oh,
like the steam on the windows, you know?
It's starting to get a bit...
Conrad's too tall. Sorry, he's too short for that.
He wouldn't work.
No. The proportions.
You could put him in the back of a go-kart, it'd be fine.
Also, we don't really have a need to have sex in a car.
You guys
We're adults
together.
With a house, yeah. Like, okay, we have two bedrooms. Like,
yeah, we could pick.
Two bedrooms and a couch, you know.
And a big couch too.
A lot of floor area and a study, you know.
Yeah, you could go in the study. Yeah,
two houses, actually.
Wow.
I'm going to either house. But, how about you tell me if you'd root public?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
I am.
Bit of fun.
I actually don't really enjoy it though, because it does give me fear, because I'm such a rule follower. Like, I'm such a goody two shoes that I.
Oh my God, I would die to see that headline.
I'm genuinely scared. Like, of.
You ought to be scared if you're doing it though. Like, you're still doing it.
No, but I was scared. I mean, I'm scared of like cops coming.
Yeah, and then we'll.
I was scared when I was like 19 doing it.
Oh, right.
Like, I was scared. I'm saying I'm scared of a stranger being like, excuse me, you're at the front of my house. Oh. My suburban house in a cul-de-sac. Do it on the main road.
Grow up.
Grow up.
Get a grip.
Get a grip. But apparently people who have sex in public,
yeah.
There's some stats of where they do it.
Oh, please tell me the stats.
26% a park, field, forest or garden. I mean, classic.
Standard.
We've all done that a few times.
Yep.
In the car, again, standard.
Standard.
At the beach, not ideal. It's very much sandpaper.
It's very much not good.
It's very much friction you don't need.
Yeah, look, guys, just there's normally a grassy knoll a little bit higher than the sand. Just move up a bit.
Go to the, well, yeah, there is actually.
Yep.
Yeah, there is.
Where else?
In a public bathroom, which these maths contestants were in. Good on them. They're part of a 5.6%.
Okay.
At the movies.
Too
now,
risky.
This
you
is
can't
also
be doing movies.
Also, you've got to be in a movie where there's definitely no children around.
Yeah, not Shrek.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to do it in like a very like, and you got to make sure, like, you got to like, because that's really weird.
Very weird.
Very weird. I don't like the movies idea. Uni or the library? That's hot.
Yeah, the
because who cares about university rules?
Yeah,
gonna, I don't.
Gonna get Harry Potter. What's that over there?
Ah, don't care. Don't care. Harry Potter. What do you think uni is?
No, the library, mate.
Oh, the library. Right, right, right.
God.
Retail changing rooms. The poor retail staff. Not okay. Don't do that.
No, don't do that. Leave my
life. Don't do that.
Just trying to get a Rip Curl hoodie.
And
what's going on in there?
Rip Curl. And pools.
Pools?
Pools.
I'm surprised that's only 1.8% of a pool, because there could be private pools.
There are private pools, but also I feel like it's the fact that water removes any kind of natural lubricant.
Oh,
so it's not enjoyable. I've had sex in the ocean before.
Ocean? Why? Is the salt water a bit different to a pool vibe?
Oh, it was so stressful. I was like,
why?
Because we're having sex in the ocean.
Yeah, we're just cuddling. No one would know you cut the underneath.
Yeah,
the
no
ocean.
One knew. Yeah, yeah. But I was like, I'm going to get like a sea urchin up there or something.
Oh, apart from the sharks with their iPhones. Hang on a sec. Is that Jamie Sheffield?
Anybody knew, sir?
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights, Abby Chatfield, finished up again for another night. And when we finish a night, we finish with this lovely little song. Are you going to get it right tonight, Abby? Let's go!
So long, farewell, Avidosen, adieu, to you and you and you.
Oh, great. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. Tomorrow, the hotline is on. Any advice you need, 13, 10, 60.
Anything, we're here for you.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Doesn't matter.
We step out of the studio and step into the office of Abby's hotline. Until then, stay safe, wash your hands, bye-bye.
Love yous.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have